explored who am I, and I would encourage you all to make this list when you ask yourself, who am I, whether during this meditation or not. Make the list. Who are you? Who are you? And list every single possible definition, label, and title that you consider accurate or relevant. It's a very, very powerful exercise. And put on that list, meditator. And put on that list, part of a community. And put on that list, part of the collective. And put on that list, I'm a creator, I'm a teacher, I'm a giver, I'm a silent witness. Put on that list, I'm a child, a sibling, a parent, a friend, a lover, an associate, a supporter, someone who feels supported, a relative, a loved one, a nurturer, a destroyer and recreator, a maintainer. And just allow that list to expand. We all experience that. You know, we sort of like carry around our little resume when we get on a plane. That's the some of the biggest truth of it, because we're trapped in a seat and someone says, hey, who are you? And that's where you strut out the ego, the I, me, mine, and where you share what you want that person to think about you or believe about you. Or you just regurgitate what's flowing through your head without any agenda. Whatever that is, that list is finite. When someone says, where do you live? You give the city, you know, what do you believe? I don't know, you talk about your politics or your religion or your sexual orientation or your food groups or where you live in the world or what you watch, what you wear. We define ourselves so often by these things. That's okay, that's normal. Let's keep that list ever expanding. Let's keep that list ever evolving, because your self-definition is your path to freedom. And the lighter you can feel, and the more multidimensional that you can truly connect to, your life will thrive and blossom and bloom. So I would encourage you to keep asking that question, who am I? And certainly asking it right before we go into meditation. And let's meditate for a little bit here. So let's get comfortable wherever you are. Get pretty comfortable. Close your eyes. Let's take a few long, deep breaths in. At your own pace. Just settle in. Just settle. Before we meditate, let's ask ourselves a question. First, let's ask, who am I? Who am I? Just release all those questions and all those answers. Let it all go. bring none of it into the meditation. You can leave that question and all the answers at the door of your meditation room with your shoes outside. The object of our attention for today's meditation will be the Mahavakya, the master saying, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, which in Sanskrit means, I am the universe. I am the universe. So when you ask yourself the question, who am I? You are God. You are divine. You are cosmic. Let's just float. Use the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, to invoke your universality. Silently repeat, Aham Brahmasmi. And when you notice you've drifted away to thoughts in your mind, sounds in the environment, or sensations in your body, just gently drift back to Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. I'll watch the time. And when you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. Thank you. Om Brahmasmi, I am the universe. You can stop repeating the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi now. Let's take a deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. Release that. And now let's seal this meditation and this week of exploring who am I by chanting Om together one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. And I'd like to close by just asking you a question. Do you know how beautiful you are? Namaste. We'll see you in the gap.